Our title for the program today is Student Practicums in International Health, Experience, Results, and Reflections. We're going to have five panelists speak, and then we're going to take questions at the very end. So we're going to continue to go through the program and leave about 15 minutes at the end. All of our panelists are from recently graduated from the Boston University School of Public Health, and they're going to talk about their international practicums. At Boston University, let me actually, before I start, just talk about I have no financial conflicts or interests or any other relationships at all, exactly. and so the Office of Public Health Practice runs the practicum program, but overall we teach students applications and public health principles and also build partnerships in the community as well. So in addition to the student practicum, we have other parts of our office called community engagement, and they work on public health systems and development. So we have workforce training, we have do research and do preparedness work as well. And we also have a community partners program where we do service projects in the community. But focusing on our practicum, in 2012 we had 327 students complete their practicum at BU. And I just pulled these numbers together a couple weeks ago, and 64 of those were internationally placed. So it's about 1 in 5. It's close to 20%. And in the last year, we did it in 27 different countries. And we have a large international health program at BUSPH, and they're the largest concentration at our school. And while the expectation isn't you have to do your practicum, it's also great for people who are in international health and want to work in international health to get that practical experience, whether it's something you've had in the past or not, to do that internationally. How does the university help students do international practicums? We haven't actually had a lot of money to do this in the past. In the recent years, we've had some funding through Santander University's program. And so they help fund 45 students each year. And half of those students, more than half of the students, do it through we have a Kenya summer field practicum program. And it's a course that's run by the International Health Program. And so students spend an entire semester there doing various things with collecting data, implementing, and doing evaluation work. And then we have 20 traditional practica, 10 through Latin America, and 10 on a needs-based unrestricted. So 20 of those students get funding through that way, and some of our panelists here receive funding through that. So we're gonna get going. The whole idea of really today is for students and our recent grads to talk about how the practicum really affected their NPH program, as well as the long-lasting effect it had on their professional development as well.